Thoughts and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda is on Lake Shasta as we speak. Good morning. It is the 26th of September, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina, good morning.
Very good morning.
No, just making sure you're there.
I am. I'm just trying to figure out the national day.
Oh, okay. Do we figure it out?
Yes, it's just kind of, I'm still surprised who created them. So, for example, National Situation Awareness Day.
Oh, well, that's good. Situation Dumping Awareness, Day. So we know it's around us. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay. Dumping. See, that's good, and I'll tell you why. When people walk around with their faces in their phones or just not paying attention, they become targets of predators. And unfortunately, there are people out there that take advantage of other people. And if you've got your face in a phone, you're not paying attention, somebody could come up and take advantage of you. Situational awareness just means is that you know what's going on around you. And everybody should be like that. Everybody should be, you know, and you're walking down the street, you should be aware of, you know, of where you're going, who are the people on the street and the sidewalk, all that. It just helps keep you safe.
But it's hard to understand how to be not aware.
Well, do you walk down the street with your face in your phone?
Depends where.
Yeah, well, see, sometimes. That's it. Is if you don't know if you don't know what's going on around you and you're just not paying attention, if you know, you're just totally kind of like oblivious because I'm talking to so and so and or I'm texting or things like that, then that can become a problem. I mean, you can step out into a street and, you know, people getting hit while they're on their phone, and those numbers have risen because they're not really paying attention. That's all situational awareness is being aware of your surroundings.
Yes, you're right.
So there. So you may not do that, but there's a lot of people out there that do.
And I'll pay more attention to what's
okay.
Around me.
I don't want to see you walk in the street and get hit by a car.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Or hit in the head with a brick by some crazy person. Is that it? Situation Awareness Day?
No, also today is National Dumpling Day.
Dumpling?
Yes.
You know what a dumpling is, right?
Of course I do. I love them.
Okay. Well, I like dumpling days.
To go lunch if I don't know what to eat.
My grandmother used to fix chicken and dumplings all the time. We go out to the farm.
Dumplings is kind of really close to our national dish, to pierogi. We have like dumplings but with potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
It's kind of like...
Okay. I know you gave me the weather here. Oh, there it is. I saw you deliver it in here. So today, sunny with a high near 90 and a low around 67. And tomorrow, a high near 99. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 96. Monday, 98. Oh, no. Oh, no. Tuesday, a high near 100. Wow. And I thought we were finished with the triple digits. Now, it may not make 100 on Tuesday. It may still just be 99 or something like that. Or it could be 105. Now, it says near 100. So we'll see. Well, the weather reports, and not the weather, but the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, provides just the best and propane service in the whole area. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. They've won awards for hiring veterans, recognized by the state for their work with veterans. The Kenny family is just a good bunch of people. Been there for over about 30 years and into their third generation of family working at the business. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Now, Linda is still out on Lake Shasta, and she is on a houseboat with her girlfriends for a big soiree out there for, I say big, it's three of them, for a birthday party. And she got her a boat from, houseboat from Holiday Harbor, which is where the only place we go to when we go out in the lake, whether it's on a patio boat or, fishing boat, whatever, is Holiday Harbor. And at this time, they're in off-season rates, and they're going to be open till October 31st. So that gives you still plenty of time. It's going to be, 100 degrees. It's still a great time to go out in the lake. Plenty of water. She says, and the water's about a 75 degrees, 76 degrees out there. And not only are they in off-season rates, but they've also are giving a 15% discount to people that want to rent a houseboat and try and get some enjoyment out there, or will have enjoyment out there between now and the end of October. So give them a call at 530-238-2383. And she is having a good time. She said the water is clear and beautiful. All right, so what's going on? Let's go see. Of course, the elections are coming up, and we've got a number of candidates that we've had on, and we're trying to get on, and we were going to have one this morning this time, but he had to cancel out. We're going to try and get Mary. We had Corky on this week. Try and get Mary Rickard on next Monday. When getting up into the assembly, we've had Tanessa Audette, and then today Heather Hadwick, who's also running for assembly. Those two are in the finals, and Heather will be on this morning at 8 o'clock. Now for running for Senate, and we're going to try to get them on at some point, but we'll see. It's, of course, Assemblywoman Megan Daly, who has been our Assemblywoman for the last, couple of elections, and a guy by the name of, another Republican, David Fennell. And Fennell is an entrepreneur who has moved up here from the Bay Area, was a Silicon Valley businessman and entrepreneur. He lives in Chico. And he came in third in the 2022 primary race for California Lieutenant Governor. And so he decided he wanted to run for senator. And so that's going to happen, of course, in November. Megan took the place of Brian Daly, who fleeted up to the Senate after Ted Gaines resigned and ran for, the tax organization. Hey Sue, what's the tax that Ted Gaines works for? Ted Gaines. He works there for the tax board. What is it?
Franchise tax board.
Thank you very much. Franchise tax board. Thank you. But Brian has termed out, if that makes sense. He's termed out because he's had 12 years in the Senate Assembly or both in a combination of terms. So Megan's going up for the Senate, and which opens up the Assembly, which is where you have Heather Hedwick and Tanessa Audette running. But this guy, Fennell, has, some things he would like to see happen. And when you're asking him about, and I got this out of Record Searchlight, so, why are you the best candidate for the job? And he says, I'll show up and work for the North State from the Reading Rodeo to the Freedom Festival. I met with voters and heard their concerns. at over 200 events. Unlike past politicians, I will have a staffed office in Reading and will personally meet with the constituents. And the three things he says is the most important: better representation in Sacramento, and that we deserve a fighter, and under current leadership, we're being ignored. He wants to expand jobs and economic development, and we need to champion policies in District 1 that both expands our ag industry in rural areas as well as our cities, while taking into account our traditions and values, and then better management of the land. We need to manage our forests to reduce fire danger while also ensuring water for our farmers. Okay, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about what Megan wants to do if she's elected state senator. But I want to remind everybody that the Young Eagles Rally is going to be happening this weekend. You can register at yeday.org. And what that is free airplane rides for kids ages 8 to 17. They do this every year. And they're located at Benton Field on the west side, not the side where the cafe is, but the other side. Just go down another light and hang a left. There'll be signs. And if you have any questions, contact the EAA chapter at 530-515-7929. But it's going to be this Saturday from 8:30 to noon. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the fill of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:20 in the morning here on the 26th of September, 2024. It's about 62 degrees out there. It wasn't that hot yesterday, but it's going to go up about 99 today. If you need a change in your TV entertainment, now's the time to call B&T Satellite. You can get up to $200 and a gift card from making the change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up and receive your up to $200 gift card. But call them 530-241-3474. We have Dish. We're real happy with that. B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley. Are you kidding? Local boy? Oh, it's a local station. Don't call the inner number. Call the local one. 530-241-3474. Okay, let's talk about Megan Daly. You know, Megan has just killed him in the, should I say that? In the primary, she got, 77% of the votes district-wide. But it's something that happened, before Christmas last year was that she had she was having an operation and had a stroke. She was in the hospital, let me put it that way. And then she had a stroke while she was hospitalized with complications with her heart. From what I understand, she's fully recovered. But that was tough. That was happening right around Christmas time. And people didn't know about it. And they made the announcement. Nor would you expect you the day it happened or something like this. But they made the announcement in early January. And that she did suffer. She did suffer from a stroke. But as I said, she has, recovered, apparently, and you see her out and speaking in public engagements. You're going to see kind of the things that, when Brian stepped up to the Senate, Megan ran for assembly and won, it was a tighter election then, but since then she has not had a problem. Now, you're going to see when they talk about, she's from Bieber, as you know, And what she says in her 50 words or less, I championed issues of the North State and Sacramento and successfully secured tens of millions of dollars for our communities. There's more work to be done. The California Professional Firefighters and Cal Fire support her election. And she says, let's get California back on track. Well, I don't know if anybody, unless you have a balanced Assembly and Senate, can get California back on track. We've said it. We've got one assembly member, and LA's got like 43 because it's on not land or counties or anything like that. It's based on population, which is another when people say, oh, we should do it with electoral college, do away with the electoral college. Then you're going to see the United States being somewhat like California, that, heavily populated states take over running our country. So, like they have here, we can put the best two people in the job down there, but it's two, a senator and an assembly member. And they are still going up against a supermajority just because of the way the elections work here. And especially when you have the, quote, jungle primaries where the top two vote getters, end up, running off. So that's why we have two Republicans, and in many districts they have two Democrats running to see which one can be the most liberal. Now, what she says is she thinks reducing California's high cost of living is her top priority. Families can't afford the rising gas tax, higher taxes, and increased health care costs. Well, hard to argue that one. The lack of homeowners insurance availability and beyond inflated rates are forcing people out of their homes and out of the communities. I hope that also needs to be addressed. And we must continue to increase resources for forestry management to fire safe our communities. You know, both of them are talking about protecting our communities through the wise management of our forests, yet we still don't see that happening. Even though it's a bipartisan issue, it doesn't seem, you know, I've seen some changes for the good. But we're going to, you know, for California to try and address that, you've got to talk about new Kogen plants. You've got, you know, where you can just clear the brush and trees and the, you know, fire-ravaged trees, but you can still burn the wood into our Kogen plants, which is a renewable asset. And yet it seems to be very difficult to get Kogen plants built because of, quote, environmental reasons. But it's okay to burn, you know, 200,000 acres, that's okay. And wipe out hundreds of houses, that's okay. Because that's not an environmental problem. But thinning trees and underbrush is an environmental problem. I haven't figured that out yet. And if somebody can, just please give me a call at 530-605-4567 and explain to me how one is not, you know, it seems to be an environmental problem, even though it destroys our forest and homes and lives and all of these things. Yet thinning out these forests and taking out the underbrush is a problem. And you know what? It changed my mind. Tell me, Carl, you're totally wrong on this, that we need to, you know, not cut these forests down. And if we do, I mean, what we're talking is you're just going to clear cut it. No, that's not what I said. Thin the forest. Okay. Other things that are happening. Like I said, this one here, I don't even know how to get into this, frankly. I mentioned it. Oh, a couple weeks ago, about something that happened where a Florida surgeon removed a guy's liver instead of a spleen, which, by the way, are opposite sides of the body, just so you know that. And this surgeon has just had his medical license suspended now. But there seems to be more than just that simple little mistake of removing the liver instead of the spleen. It talks about his egregious conduct, saying he went to great lengths to cover up his mistake by fabricating medical records, lying about what happened, and pressuring others to lie about what happened. This guy, he was down in Florida, and on a vacation with his wife, 70 years old. He wasn't feeling well, so he went to the hospital and was told he was suffering from an enlarged spleen. And this doctor, Shaknovsky, said that Brian, which is the man's name, needed to have his spleen removed immediately, but Brian refused. We called Bill's surgeon in Northwest Alabama, which wasn't that far, and he told Bill he would have surgeons here in North Alabama waiting to get home. But this doctor wouldn't let him take him home because it was arranged for him to be transported. He said he would bleed to death if he was moved. So after 3 days in there, they decided to let Shankowski take out his spleen. He claimed, the doctor, the spleen was grossly enlarged and deformed, and the liver was in an unusual location. Something he has said before when they caught him on something else about, you know, when he moved part of another organ, he said he had moved. Anyway, if you read this thing, it is just one mistake after another. He cut something in there. He never called for a clamp or anything, and Mr. Blair bled out. And then when he did finally get out the item he was working so hard to remove and laid it on the table. The doctor said, this is the spleen, and everybody there on the surgical team said, nope, that's a liver. And he said, mark it as a spleen. So, does this scare you at all, Christine? Does this make you wonder? I don't know if I'll go to Florida for an operation. I feel real good around here about Shasta Regional. I really do. But to have something like this and just one thing after another, and then find out he's done something like this before where he removed part of a pancreas or something and then said it had migrated. This is just, when you read these things, you worry about who's watching. And even with the rest of the surgical team going, whoa, wait a minute. So he obviously wasn't trained to do this. So now there's not just civil charges, but there's criminal charges being sought for Dr. Shaknovsky. So, due to, and as the widow says, incompetence, drastic, life-altering surgical mistakes. So, let's take a break here. I'm just, when I see these things, because I had mentioned this before. And about that happening, and I thought, well, gosh, how would something like that happen? And now it's kind of explained that this guy was just, had no idea what he was doing and what was he doing inside somebody. This portion of the show, however, is brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. They know what they're doing over there. You're not going to have the wrong organ removed if you're at Cornerstone Community Bank. No, they're a community bank. They're local guys. They're local board of directors. There's four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. And they have been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. That's right. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We do business with Cornerstone. We're real happy there. They are real friendly. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. So what can I say? If you want more information, either stop by one of the branches or look up bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
To blame. It started out just like dreaming, like a dream.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the very mellow studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. This is on Lake Shasta up there from Holiday Harbor on a houseboat. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our lines here are 530-605-4567. Next half hour is open line if you have something you want to comment on. About the, state of local politics, something stuck in your craw and you just want to talk about it, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, voted best in the North State 2023-2024. And they are, in our opinion, the best in the North State. This is the only place we go to buy jewelry. Made our wedding rings, for our wedding, and obviously work real well. We're still married. They have, like I said, a great selection of jewelry, everything from estate jewelry to specially designed pieces that they do. And if you've ever thought about designing a piece of jewelry, they can help you do that and then build it for you at Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, with the only watch repairman and stone cutter in the business working right there at Four Winds Jewelry. Okay. Have you ever entered a lotto? Mega Millions? You ever done that, Christine? Got a scratcher or
bought tickets now and then. I feel I'll be the last person
who won something. No. Well, I don't get into it till it's, up at that $900 million mark, $800 million mark. Like, I wouldn't take $1 million. That's just not enough. That's just, not enough. So, but I do get into them when you get up to that, and I'm one of those crazy people that do. However, on March 26th, after 31 consecutive days without drawing a winner, they drew it. And it was a $1.128 billion lottery. One person won it. If they take the cash option, they could walk away with 500 $136.6 million. Now, if I did that, all of you would be extremely happy after that.
That's for sure.
All of you would be extremely happy. Yeah, I'd give you a dollar raise or something like that. No, everybody would be extremely happy. The city would be extremely happy. The county would be extremely happy. Other organizations out there would be extremely happy. So, one purchase. One ticket was purchased at ShopRite Liquor number 781 in Neptune Township in New Jersey. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because that person has not shown up to collect the money. Now,
I can substitute him.
You can.
Will that work?
I don't know. I think if it goes unclaimed, each participating state in the Mega Millions game will get back all the money it contributed. The states use their unclaimed lottery prizes for different purposes, but unclaimed prize money typically remains in the state's lottery fund. Lottery sales are in New Jersey are contributing factor retirement funds for their public servants. The people who would benefit are teachers, police officers, firefighters, and other public employees. But it doesn't say it doesn't say when he has to, or this person, when they have to claim it. If it's only 6 months or something like that. So, I don't know. I guess after a certain length, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, maybe if it's 6 months, it may just be running out here. How many of you ever bought a ticket and just didn't check it? I found two lotto tickets the other day that I had bought and I hadn't checked it. It wasn't for the Mega Millions. Now, what are the biggest ones? $160 billion, $1.602 million in Florida, one guy. $1.53 billion. So, South Carolina. That's a lot of money. In the last 3 years, they've been the biggest. When you get down to number eight, it's 2012, one in 2013, and the 10th highest, $552 million, was in 2024. But most of them have been in the last 5-6 years. Interesting. Dolores, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
What's up?
I wanted to share something that I discovered last night. I was reading the Record Searchlight, and I saw that, you know, they put, you know, who's running and their photos and their statements. You know, they put a couple people who liked about Shasta Lake. And I noticed that the Record Searchlight made it pretty clear to make sure that the public, to remind them of what I was actually charged for, you know, a crime that I never committed. And, you know, what it's so amazing that I, like I said, I wish what I know now, I wish I would have known years ago. But I know that what the media did, this Record Searchlight, they made it clear where to highlight, underline a statement that they made sure for the people to see, to saying that Dolores Lucero basically committed a crime back whatever year it was, and which is not true. You know, Channel 7 News made a false statement. And at that time, I had so many things going on. But now I know it's a malice act and a false statement, because I was never charged with the lie has been repeated over and over. So I do believe I have legal grounds for that lie that the Record Searchlight made. So now I'm not going to, you know, hesitate to look for legal counsel for that malice act and false statement. They should double check everything before they put it in, you know, in the news article, because that lie has been repeated over and over. So I do believe the media has a lot of things that they do to harm other people because they don't want you to win or to remind people what, you know. I feel like it's never going to end, but it's not going to discourage me. And I hope the people who are been listening and watching what's been going on in our country, I hope they see how the media works. They lie and say things are not true. So,
well, but you did go to court about something, right?
Yes, I did.
When you went to court, what was the charge?
The charge was that they said that I made a false police report. A false police report should have been a Pinnacle 148.5 if I did that. But I never did. I reported that someone from out of the area came and gathered signatures, which at that time was not legal. So I reported that there was, you know, somebody was coming gathering signatures. But I was a threat to certain people in Shasta Lake, so they have to look for a higher crime to charge me, just like what they're doing to Trump. They're trying to go after him with felonies. That's how the government works, felonies, to destroy a person.
But you did have your day in court, though.
I did, but like I said, there's things that happen in court. There were juries who came forward after they decided to, you know, say yes, guilty. But they came forward, but the judge would not allow them to take their, you know,
revoke.
To say she was not guilty. Yeah, to revoke, you know, their vote. And they actually denied it. So there was a lot of things that nobody knows. The due process was violated. My rights were violated. And it's a big, you know, there's so much information that people don't know because they've never taken the time to even ask me or to me to show them documents or for them to do the research. Therefore, those false statements in Record Searchlight has harmed me repeatedly, so now I will take legal action.
Okay. All right, Dolores.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for the phone call. All right, we got to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This fall, the Shasta College Theater Department will bring Henrik Ibsen's A Doll's House to life, featuring Nora, a seemingly happy wife and mother, as she navigates the confines of marriage and societal norms while the facade of domestic bliss crumbles around her. Performances take place at 7 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater on October 11th, 12th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Matinee performances will be at 2 p.m. on October 13th and 20th. Tickets can be purchased at the Shasta College box office or online at shastacollege.edu.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on Lake Shasta with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor and having a wonderful time. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, seniors, veterans and business owners since the day Judy opened in 1993. Two separate divisions, one insurance, one financial management. With the things going on with insurance, health insurance, homeowners insurance, business insurance, all of these things. Perhaps it's time to have somebody look at your plans and what you're doing and get a free review and evaluation on what you have that's protecting you from all of those unforeseen activities that can impact on you. Well, like I said, it's a free review and evaluation. Just give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441 and set up an appointment. Stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. Talk to the people there. And like I said, one of the professionals that work there for Judy, or maybe Judy herself, will be more than happy to help you. Okay, at the State of the City, that's hosted by the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and they had it at on Tuesday at noon, 11:30 to 1. And it was a very, very busy, a lot of people there, and to see what was going to happen over the last year. Of course, you know, the Riverfront Plan and other things, but Mayor Audette chose United Reading as a theme, and talking about common agreement on the citizens, the city's institutions and activities. But she also did something. She announced that the long-awaited United Airlines flight to Denver is coming next summer. United now will have a Denver flight, so we'll have an eastbound flight. If you have to go eastbound, you don't have to go to San Francisco or L.A. to go east. Now we can have better flights and have a Denver hub. Now, when the Channel 7, I got this from Channel 7, when they reached out to United, what United said, and this was from yesterday, while United is engaging with the Reading community, the airline has not committed to any new service, nor have any tickets been made available for sale. Now, the way I understand, they're talking about next year anyway. So that's just a way, I guess, of being non-committal. But obviously the city thinks that we're going to have flights to Denver, which would be, that's a good idea. They've been talking about it for years. And of course, when we lost those Avella flights just in the last 6 weeks, so it does make a difference. But being able to go to Denver would be a great thing if they have it worked out, if they can do something like that. So, the board of supervisors, that election is, we had Corky Herman on Monday, and we're going to try and get Mary on next Monday. We're still working on that because she's got a busy schedule, and so we're trying to move things around. Other two seats are settled, Plummer and Long. They don't have to go into a runoff. So this one for the 3rd District is a big election. You still got, you see, Cry and Kellstrom are still there now. Alan Long and Matt Plummer are coming in. So that's 4 of them. So this last election is pretty important. We have an idea what Long and Plummer want to accomplish, but the bottom line is can Long and Plummer and Kellstrom and Cry get along together, be able to come to a meeting of the minds to be able to move us forward and, in things that we as a county can actually impact on. State laws, I mean, it's good to write letters and say we disagree with you and all that, but it makes no difference. I mean, it's kind of a feel-good thing. Because we don't agree with this law that you just passed and we think this is wrong and all this. I mean, I understand that because, you know, I don't agree many of the things that Sacramento does, bless their heart. But there's a lot of things that we need to move forward with. One is figuring out the jail in the space we need there, especially with the things where the city is going to start pushing the under the Supreme Court decision, start pushing this homeless camps and start getting rid of them. You know, giving them warnings. But then if you're not going to move, if you're not going to seek the help that we're giving you, then guess what? You're leaving town or you're going to jail. But we're going to need more room. So everybody, you know, everybody was all fired up saying we're going to break ground or this is where we want to put it. And then it's just stopped. Why? Because there's no money. So they've got to figure out where's the money going to come from. And stand by, my friends, because the only way they're going to do this, in my opinion, unless somebody wins that $1 billion lottery and gives $150 million to the county of Shasta to build a jail, which, to tell you the truth, if I won $600 million, I would be, I mean, I walk away with $600 million, giving $100 million to the county to build a jail, and I wouldn't even make them name it after me or Linda. Carl and Linda's home away from home for criminals, you know, something like that, with big neon lights, you know, with a flashing red light. Carl and Linda's home for wayward children, you know, wayward people. And it's blinking, you know, neon, blinking with a big arrow that points to the front door. Do you think the county would do it if I was going to give them $150 million to build a jail? Would they do something like that?
If we all start like we started the program with a lottery ticket.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I mean. If I win that, you know, I could see me doing that. And Linda and I would do that to help the county. Hey, we're going to build a jail that you can take people off the streets and make our streets safer and make it better for the whole Shasta County. But you got to put this neon sign up. Carl and Linda's, wait a minute, hostel for Carl and Linda's home for wayward criminals or something. But they've got to be blinking red neon lights. Do you think the county would go for that? I think the state would say, no, you can't do that. Well, why? Why can't you name a jail for him? You can name jails for people, can't you? Anyway, I guess the only way to do that, though, is to enter a lottery, which I don't do, unless they're the $1 billion ones. So I throw in my $5, maybe $10 if it's really big. And then I can't understand why I don't win, just because I've got a better chance of having a great white shark bite me on Placer Street as I have winning the lotto. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Heather Hadwick, who is running for State Assembly, District 1. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The indictment unsealed. New York City Mayor Eric Adams indicted on federal charges alleging a bribe-taking and illegal campaign contributions from foreign sources. Adams insisting he's innocent, says he will not resign.
I have been facing these lies for months since I began to speak out for all of you and their investigation started. Yet the city has continued to improve. Make no mistake, you elected me to lead this city. And lead it, I will.
Early this morning, the feds raided Gracie Mansion, the mayor's official residence, and they made off with his phone. Hurricane Helene poised to strike Florida, strengthening as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says it could be a Cat 4 when it makes landfall this evening in the Big Bend region.
Up in the Tallahassee area, they are forecasting some areas that will get a 15 to 20 feet of storm surge inundating above the ground level, which means that if you're standing up at the coast or at some areas there, the water will be 15 to 20 feet deep in what's normally dry ground.
And President Biden has okayed a federal disaster declaration for the state of Florida.
The disaster declaration unlocks additional federal resources to help the state respond to the approaching storm. White House officials say the president has been briefed on the hurricane and its potential impact. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has postponed two campaign appearances by vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance in Georgia because of the severe weather forecast.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. As former President Trump hits the home stretch of his White House run, his lawyers heading to a New York appeals court, a bid to overturn a civil fraud judgment that could cost Mr. Trump $500 million. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 207 points, NASDAQ down 2. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We've been witnessing troubling signs that we're on the cusp of a major economic bust. High inflation, growing national debt, and global uncertainties are all flashing warning signals. Are you prepared for what's coming next? I'm Lance Wall now, a Christian news analyst. And the Bible tells us that the wise man sees danger coming and takes precautions. By diversifying into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group, you can protect your God-given assets through both stable and turbulent times. Gold has been a trusted store of value for thousands of years, weathering economic storms that have wiped out other forms of wealth. Here's the best part. With the help of Birch Gold, you can convert your 401k or IRA to a gold IRA, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for a free info kit on gold. Take the next step to secure your financial future before these warning signs turn into a full-blown crisis. Text FAITH to the number 989898 now for your free gold IRA info kit. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
It's been a falling out between Elon Musk and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Musk, among the world's wealthiest men, not invited to the UK government's International Investment Summit.
In early August, the billionaire used his social network to predict civil war in the UK, repeatedly attacked the Prime Minister and spread misinformation at a delicate time. During the riots, Musk shared, and later deleted, on X, a conspiracy theory about the UK building detainment camps on the Falkland Islands for rioters. At the time, ministers said his comments were totally unjustifiable and pretty deplorable. The government decided it wouldn't be appropriate to invite him to the summit. The BBC asked for Elon Musk's response, but has heard nothing so far.
The BBC's Faisal Islam. Members of Britain's governing Labour Party dealing the Prime Minister a blow by rejecting his decision to cut a payment that offsets winter heating expenses for millions of retirees. News and analysis, townhall.com. It's not over yet.
There's been another death in the deli meat listeria outbreak. Federal health officials say a 10th person has died in the listeria outbreak that shut down a Boar's Head deli meat plant. The CDC says at least 59 people in 19 states have gotten sick due to the bacteria first detected in a plant in Virginia. The latest fatality was reported in New York. Boar's Head faces multiple lawsuits related to the deaths and the illnesses. I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian President Putin says any country's conventional attack on Russia that's supported by
a nuclear power will be considered a joint attack on his nation. The threat was clearly aimed at discouraging the West from allowing Ukraine to strike Russia with longer-range weapons. That's something that Ukraine has been pushing for. Today, President Biden is meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is out on Lake Shasta on a houseboat from Holiday Harbor, which is the only place we go to. We're going out in the lake. Lake's beautiful. Still lots of water there. The water's about 76 degrees. Fishing's great. And they're having, right now, Holiday Harbor has off-season rates plus a 15% discount all the way through October 31st. So the lake's beautiful, and it's going to be, my friends, in the high 90s, and next Tuesday, 100. Maybe it's time to go out on the boat. Have a great time out there, because I'll tell you what, the people at Holiday Harbor are just super. You come in, they're very helpful. They help you to get your stuff down to the boat. They give you orientation. And if you're not sure how to drive that boat, they're there to help. And especially when it comes to bringing it back in and parking it, which to me is the most exciting time when I do it. And it's exciting for everybody, of course. But Holiday Harbor, you can give them a call at 530-238-2383. And like I said, it's beautiful out there on the lake. Good morning, Christina. Are you awake? Yes.
I am.
I know. And it's National Situational Awareness Day. Do you have situational awareness?
Yes, I'm making sure that the situations in our chat are going calm.
Okay. Got to watch that chat room. Keeping up on that chat room.
Of course, because we have...
And for the one that said that, sometimes we will delete chats that we're not sure what exactly they mean. So don't take it personally. And we just, you know, as long as there's not a personal attack on people or just saying horrible things, usually can just leave it in there. So sorry if you were offended. There's my apology to the chat room, to one person in the chat room. Today, of course, the 26th of September, 8:07 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And they have a new CEO, and we'll have them on in a couple weeks. Today, sunny with a high near 90. Tomorrow, 99. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 96. Monday, 98. And Tuesday... it looks like we could hit 100 degrees. Let me say, Holiday Harbor boats, patio boats, house boats. Let me give you that number again, 530-238-2383. It's going to be warm out there. I kind of thought we'd gotten away from triple digits. But it looks like next Tuesday we're going to be really, you know, it's going to be close to that one. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years. They're into their third generation, the Kinney family there. They've had an opportunity many times to sell their company, Shasta Gas Propane, to the big suppliers, and they've refused. Why? Because they really believe that they give the best service to their customers and that they care about their customers, and they do. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a family-owned, locally-operated, veteran-owned business. And I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. And the real reason I came in today is sitting across from me, Heather Hadwick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Otherwise, I might have just, who knows, today.
Been on the lake.
Been on the lake. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, well, thank you for being flexible on the times and everything. And when I, especially when I double book.
That's okay.
And you just, you know what? Grace under pressure there, young lady. When I told you Tuesday, I'm so glad you came in, but I'm so sorry that I feel bad, bad, bad. I mean, it's the same, the fourth Tuesday of each month for 10 years, this one guy comes in from Haven Humane. Somehow, I just said, oh, Heather, you want to come in on that day? Anyway.
That's okay. I've been here all week, so it's not a big, well, not a big deal at all.
Okay. Tell us about Heather Hadwick. Who are you?
So I am running for state assembly. I'm from Modoc County. I grew up in Siskiyou County, proud product of North State, and I am hoping to make some change in Sacramento. We have a small farm. We have a pumpkin patch, so this is our crazy busy time because we open the 5th. So, and my husband and I both have other jobs. So I work at the County Office of Ed doing school safety and preparedness for them. Before that, I was with OES and running that department in Modoc County. Where I did fires, floods, recovery, COVID, all the incidents. And before that, I was a teacher. So I think my background's a variety of sectors that'll help down in Sacramento because they're very out of touch with how we live up here in the North State and how their decisions and that ripple effect of rural communities is hurting.
What you're hearing is Buford took his chew toy and decided to sit underneath Heather. And most of the time you can't hear it when he's chewing on it, but this time for some reason it was like he was sitting next to you. And so Christina moved him. And of course, when you moved him, he looked at you, picked it up and put it right back in the same spot. So we're going to take him out at the break and put him out in the office. And
let him I tried my chew. Best.
I know. You know, it's Buford does what he wants. Your hometown is Doris.
Yes.
And then, but now you live in Alturas.
Yes, I've been there for almost 20 years.
Alturas is really a strange place, and strange good.
Yeah.
I see things for sale up there. Mm-hmm. Get really good deals.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's in Alturas. And it's at the north end of the state. Do you ever feel like people in Sacramento don't even know that there's a Modoc County?
Oh, I know they don't. It's funny because when I'm out and about, they either know Modoc because they have family or something there, or they have absolutely no idea where it is.
Well, the Dallies live in Lassen County, but they live in Bieber.
Even smaller.
And I've been to their house, and it's even smaller. Mm-hmm. And yet they've been able to, frankly, control the North State as far as politics go for the last, 8 years for sure, or 4 years. Yeah, but he's been there
he's
12
been there
years.
12, yeah.
And so Megan has been there, four?
Eight.
Oh, she's been there eight years already?
Yeah, she has 4 years left, yeah.
Oh, okay. So she's running for the Senate, which is four, and then that's going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they have any kids?
They do. They have
older kids?
No, they're in college age.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
And then Roz is
this going to be like a Kennedy dynasty that we're just going to see continuing for the next 100 years or something? but the assembly seat's opening up. And I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what you think is important. And if you win, some of the things you want to accomplish there.
Sounds good.
This portion of the show brought to you by a friend of mine. His name's Patrick Gorman. He's an attorney. I do have friends that are attorneys. If you're not, and he has a workers' compensation office, the largest one north of Sacramento. Patrick is a veteran. He is a former law enforcement officer, got his law degree, went to work for the insurance companies, did that for a year or two, just said, you know what, this just isn't right, I don't like this. So he opened up his own firm. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation at 530-262-2168. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family, number of people. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve and that you rate, then let Patrick come in and help you. Employer wants you back to work. You want to go back to work, but you're going to need some help. Give Patrick Gorman a call. 530-262-2168. You need somebody that's going to fight for you against the insurance companies. That's the bottom line. We'll be right back.
I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along.
Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Pre-Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbach. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Yeah. Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Heather Hedwick, who's running for State Assembly District 1. Gosh, and election's coming up quick.
Coming up, yeah.
Heather's from MoDoc County and has been involved with all types of things up there. And now, the traveling around the rest of the counties, do you find one underlying thing that people talk about?
Oh, so
It's 11 counties, so it's
11 counties.
Biggest district in the state.
Yeah.
And they're all a little bit different, but similar.
Yeah.
Fire and fire insurance, I think, especially this summer with everybody, seeing everybody, it's in the news every day, and people are getting canceled over and over. I feel like we talk about that every time we come on.
Everybody does.
Yeah. That's the number one.
It's been going on for a year. You would think that, it's over a year now, that somebody would do something about that. State Insurance Commission.
You would think the commissioner
it
seems pretty obvious that somebody should be doing their job, but I already put together a coalition, and I want District 1 to be the experts. I want the state coming to us, because I feel like our district is going to be hit more than any other district. I asked for the numbers. They don't have data on that, which is frustrating too, and scary, because that means this crisis is way bigger than we know. But it's definitely fire insurance, affordability. That's a big one. And then I would say crime and just safety in general.
Okay. Which leads us to the next, subject that you've been pushing real hard in for rural school safety.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, my current position, that's what I do. So my partner and I at Modoc County Office of Ed, our superintendent wanted safety to be the priority and prioritize funding to have our positions, and was like, here you go. You guys are the experts. My partner has 26 years in law enforcement and was a school resource officer. I come from the OES side and in the classroom. So now we've built this program where we do safety plans, vulnerability assessments on the sites, created threat assessments if a child or an adult or a person is making a threat to a school, just those processes and systems, and then keeping up on the legislation for what the schools have to do. And now we're presenting all over. We just presented at the Small School District Association. We presented at a national Rural Schools Leaders Summit. And we just go try to help other counties. So we're currently working with Lassen County. Mike Freeman, the Shasta County Office of Ed Superintendent, is coming up next week to visit with us and try to build a program here in Shasta. Siskiyou has one. So they're slowly coming around. Not every county has one, but it's getting there. And I think especially with the headlines we've had recently, we have to keep our kids safe.
It's the kids that usually know something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there, do we have reporting mechanisms in schools that kids says that Johnny or Lucy are acting strange and they've been talking about this kind of stuff?
Yes. So a lot of school sites have it, or districts. They have anonymous reporting that they can call, and it goes directly to admin so they can investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And like in Modoc, we put that in their planners. They have posters up. They try to talk about it and really put it out there so the kids will utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's an important part of it, because sometimes it's just, I need to talk to somebody,
Yeah.
And then they have little surveys that come out during the day, just trying to catch the kids to see where their mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
Because our kids are struggling right now. Society is not caring for our kids enough, mostly with those devices we're walking around with and social media
Newsom just signed up a bill that says that kids can't, they're supposed to be safe from targeting and ads and stuff in certain sites between the hours of 8 and 3 and then turning them off from midnight to 6 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can do that with a phone, though.
It's going to be hard to regulate.
How do you do that?
I feel like that's a parent's job.
Yeah.
We shut our kids down, not our college kids, but my youngest, his is shut down. You can shut down an iPhone really well. You can learn how to do it on YouTube. We do little family safety nights and help parents.
Well, my granddaughter and grandson still have trackers on them that that their mother, my daughter, can follow where they are, and they don't mind that.
Yeah, Life 360.
The kids do not mind that. They said, knowing that somebody knows where they're at.
Yeah, I think we do that as a family. My father-in-law loves it. He watches us all over the place. And
you'll have to show me how to do that on my phone.
I will.
So, because Linda and I say, we need to do that, but so far we have been unable to figure that one out.
Yeah.
when we start talking about rural safety, we also have to talk about the, you know, and you mentioned it already, you know, helping the kids is mental health. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, that the rural counties have the highest suicide rate in the state.
Our kids are crippled right now, and they reach out to their phones, and they don't want to have the hard conversations because they don't have the coping skills to deal with them. And most of our small schools don't have the resources. You're really lucky if you have an academic counselor. Most of them don't have a behavioral health counselor. The state is really putting money down to help the schools get a mental health counselor and behavior counselor because we have so many behavior issues now, that teaching is just hard. I started teaching in 2002 mm-hmm. and it was a completely different classroom than it is today.
Why is that? Is it parents? Is it society? I think it's
all of the above, and COVID didn't help either.
COVID was a real disaster.
Yeah, and I think we have a lack of parenting, and we have more trauma kids than ever. You know, our ACEs scores are the adverse childhood experiences through the roof. I was one of those kids. I have a perfect ACEs score. In all honesty, shouldn't be sitting here. The odds were all stacked against me. But I had teachers and adults in my life that cared about me and told me, no, you're going to do this and you can do this. And I had that grit. I think our kids are lacking that grit. There are some, there are a lot of them. But I think they're having to pick up more slack in the schools because of that lack of parenting. I think part of it is too that, you know, we used to be able to have one parent that stayed home. You know, a lot of moms got to stay home and that family unit was stronger. Now we have a lot of single parents. Everybody has to work. They can't afford to live in California without working.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about the cost of housing and I mean, now well, tourists is going to be a little bit different even than Redding. And then we're a lot different than, you know, like 200 miles down the road. More services for the schools, safety in the schools. Like I said, we were in here talking about the suicide rates and when they said Redding has got one of the highest ones or Shasta County, but they said, but it's not that much higher than the rest of the rural counties. And it's all laid on to the fact we don't have the medical professionals and medical support that you do when you're in a city. So that's something else you want to address.
If I have that right. Like Tule Lake, for example, is right on the border of Oregon. There, the county line goes right through the town.
Yeah.
So the school's actually in Siskiyou County, but we serve them on Modoc County Office of Ed. And they have to look up a kid's address before they can get services. And, like, we had a kid that I do the addiction services too for tobacco and stuff. And they called to get some help and it was October 15th and telemed. So it's on a computer, which doesn't work. I mean, it's trying to fill some holes with kids, but kids need that personal relationship with someone and to build that trust. And some kids might not want to, they might want the computer, you know, but,
They feel more comfortable talking to a machine.
Yeah, but that just shows you how over, you know, public health, behavioral health, all these services are so, they're drowning. We have so much need and not enough, not enough qualified licensed professionals. That's another thing. The state's working on the North State is trying to build capacity to get more licensed professionals so they can come, you know, we can hire people and kind of grow our own workforce. Because workforce is another thing in those rural towns. I mean, so we're trying to tap in high school. Like, what pathway do you want to do? And let's help you get there so that you'll come back and live in Alturas or Yreka or these, you know, or Weaverville. Like, these towns that can't get those licensed professionals because they can make so much more money in the city or in a metropolitan area. But, I think we have six licensed clinicians in Modoc County. It might be off now because that was a while ago, but you know, it's not enough. And we have some of the highest per capita mental health issues in the state. You know, and until we get that figured out and fix that, all of that ripple effect of, you know, having to have too many service programs, the homeless crisis, the addiction services, all of that has a mental health aspect to it. So we have to do more. We have to do better. Our kids deserve it.
Well, you know, the we are a large area up here, and just trying to find doctors to go into rural areas is tough. Even though that they've got these programs where doctors, if they sign up for 5 years in a rural area, they can get their a great deal of their school loans written off, and which it's to me it seems to make sense, and that it would attract more people. But I guess and some of them feel like, well, yeah, but if I go to an urban area, I can make enough money to pay it off anyway, and I've got and I'm living in an urban area, not realizing just how beautiful it is up in our northern part of our state.
Yeah. And okay. I think that's why we're tapping into our own kids, you know, and that's models that could really work in the North State. And I'm very passionate about career pathways, and that's something I hope to fight for in Sacramento.
Okay. I'm with Heather Hedwick. She's running for State Assembly, District 1. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Been there since 1960. I just got a haircut. Day before yesterday. It's been there since it was established in 1960. It's been at the same spot since 1966. It's probably gone through like three owners, but they're, you know, it's kind of like father-son type thing. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I just make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Never had a bad haircut there. What, 17 years? You know, how many times can you say that? It's not a hair salon. No, it's a barber shop. They shave around your neck, around your ears. It's a pleasant place to go to. There's no contentious arguments going on or things like that. In fact, they refuse to talk about politics. And why would you want a barber all upset when he's got a razor around your ear anyway? But Cypress Square Barbershop, it's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or if you remember it, it's Subway there. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Heather Hedwick.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
on now through September 30th.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And I will repeat again that Linda is out on Lake Shasta on a Holiday Harbor houseboat with two of her girlfriends having a great time. She calls me twice a day. Let me know that they're still alive out there and not been eaten by bears or anything like that.
No snakes in the water.
Oh, there's never snakes in the water. My gosh. The only snakes in the water are back in D.C. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They are the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian, the new way of doing monitoring hearts and pacemakers where it's wireless and a lot smaller. They've got the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system there. It's less intrusive, less pain, faster recovery times. You don't have to travel away from Reading to get this state-of-the-art medical procedures. And this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Heather Hedwick, who is running for District 1 Assembly, and that election is going to be here, like, November 5th.
It's coming up.
I think they're dropping the, the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, they come.
Which is really a big change, you know, that you see the Republican Party that fought it, and then said, this is not helping us. Mm-hmm. So they've embraced it, mm-hmm. as they should.
Well, we have to, right?
You have to embrace it, and the, what was the other, ballot harvesting? That they started doing too, which I don't like at all. But if that seems to be, if one side's using it, the other side's got to use it. Yeah. I mean, let's just face facts. So I guess a lot of people have been mailing in their ballots or will when they get them.
Yeah, and they encourage people to mail them in early. A lot of people wait till the last minute, but the other side, they're good about that. So, but they're coming.
And. What we like to do is we'll take our ballot, and we got fooled last time. We thought we could just go down there and fill them out there. And no, you've got to have them filled out, and then you can go in and hand them in, which to me is, takes out half the fun. You should be able to just go in there and fill them out and give them the little machine. It gives a little burp that says it's okay.
I want the I voted sticker.
Yeah, and you get the I voted. Well, they'll send it to you in the envelope, but it's not the same.
Ours doesn't, so I drop mine off so I can get a sticker.
Get the I voted, And then you find out that 60% of the people vote and 40% don't, or maybe in the presidential election it'll be more. So how do you galvanize people to get out to vote?
I think it's reiterating how much value their vote has. And I think a lot of people in the North State, especially in our rural counties, they they call the elections before ours polls are even closed up in Modoc. You know, I think Modoc's like 3% of our district's vote. It's not a big piece.
Well, there's only 10 of you live up there.
No, it's like 9,000.
9,000. And 25,000 cows.
Yeah, I think it's
we
like
should 40, start counting
yeah.
40,000. Yeah. We should start counting anything that breathes.
Right.
We should be able to.
Well, we
count
we
that.
Like it. We like that ratio yeah. of 1-4.
What has prepared you to go down and face a mega? And I'll use that, a mega majority mm-hmm. that the Democrats have, bless their hearts.
I think my background being having a variety of sectors is very helpful the Office of Emergency Services, it throws you in and you have to know a little bit about everything because OES touches everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to work with everybody. So you have to work. I've worked with every level of government from local, tribal, city council, board of supervisors up to the White House. And you have to know their limitations, how they work, what they can do. And then you have to build the relationships so that in an emergency, when you call, they'll help. And I think that that's 90% of the job is building those relationships and knowing who to call that's the experts. I come from the education world, so I'm not afraid to ask questions, and I want to go ask the boots on the ground experts that this is actually going to affect before I vote on things. I want to have an educated vote. I'm a research nerd, so you know I want that knowledge, and I want to know what that ripple effect is. So I think my background and my professional life, but also just growing up in the North State, I think that's huge. The more I'm in Sacramento, the more I realize how much they do not understand how we live up here or why. When I tell people it takes me 5.5 hours to get to Sacramento, they're like blown away because they don't realize California even goes that far, you know, and they've never been here. So I think that Dallies bring people up and do tours all the time, and that's that every legislator or lobbyist or person in Sacramento that I've talked to that has been on one of those tours talks about it, and it changes them. It helps them.
Well,
when
they find out you've got to drive 60
yeah.
miles
yeah.
to get to a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that you've got a clinic. I don't know what it is in Fall River. Is it a clinic?
Yeah. They have a hospital, too.
They have yeah. a hospital. Okay. Yeah. And then now up in Alturas has got a new hospital.
Yes. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. yeah.
So you've got that, but mm-hmm. it's still hours.
Yeah.
For people to go to a big shopping center.
Mm-hmm. And you're like the hospital, our hospital, you're, you know, it's very basic. So
oh,
if you
yeah.
break your arm, anything else, you're getting flown out to Reno, Redding. Davis sometimes depending Portland like it just
depending
depends.
On what it is
yeah it depends yeah. on what it is, but it's not something they can do there. You can't have a baby in my county. I had to drive 2 hours to have my youngest 16 years ago, you know.
Down in Redding?
Susanville.
Oh yeah, going yeah. the opposite direction.
Yeah. Yeah. And like specialists, like our people all come to Redding or Reno to go. My husband had cancer when he was 30. We lived in Redding for the summer. And the travel is what kills people. It's not that is so expensive to try to keep up with. My mother-in-law passed away last year from brain cancer, and she was in 6 different hospitals, 3 different states. But the travel of trying to go there and make
and
these appointments.
This is the part, too, they're talking about since the gas tax has gone down so dramatically due to more efficient cars, electric, hybrids, all of these. Now they're talking about
a mileage,
tax. And frankly, that could work in L.A. and San Francisco mm-hmm. and Sacramento. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about rural areas, it's the final stick mm-hmm. on that camel.
Because mm-hmm. It sounds like it's cheaper to live rural, but then we have, you know, higher heating bills because it's colder. We have, you know, you have all these other things that it's probably a wash. It's a quality of life. You have to want to live there, want to live out of town like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the mileage tax would kill us. And not just our, like, medical is my first thing that I go to for that because you already have people that can't take a full day off to go to a doctor's appointment. You're never going to have it if you're going to add that onto there. But also just our schools. Like, I mean, football game. Our football games, we drive 4 hours one way sometimes. And then you have families that want to be a part of that and go. You know, it just, it would.
And
it,
they want to force electric buses on you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And that'll, I mean,
y'all have electric buses, right?
We don't.
Oh, you don't?
It won't work. It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's like negative 20 sometimes.
Yeah.
And then our bus route is longer than their battery lasts.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we need more rural people in Sacramento, because that decision making is, it doesn't work for us. Blanket mandates do not work for how we live up here. And
they should pass laws and then they go, okay, it should be urban laws,
yeah,
and rural,
rural
laws.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really,
yeah.
I mean, it should be on that.
There needs to be rural exemptions on almost everything.
We got to take a break. When we come back, talk to me about what you'd like to accomplish.
Okay.
If elected.
Sounds good.
I'm here with Heather Hedwick, and we are going to take a quick break and be right back.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids, presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Last segment here on Free Fire Radio. That's good news for some, bad news for others. Hey, good morning and welcome back. Today, the 26th of September, 10 minutes until the hour of 9. Today, it's going to be up to 99 degrees. And it's going to be staying like that. It's going to be 98, 96, and the next Tuesday, 100. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's starting to get, it will. I know it's in the 90s, but it's getting cold. And you take a look at the early mornings. And if you need propane, Shasta Gas Propane is the one you ought to go to. 530-365-3793. I'm here with Heather Hadwick, who is running for, our district assembly, District 1. And we've talked about her background. One of her major things she wants to accomplish is school safety, medical care in the rural areas. The Biden administration had this big rural internet thing, mm-hmm. which has never materialized. Billions have been spent on this. And same thing for the EVs, the charging stations. I think there's been 8 of them built. And $27 billion put to it. But what do you want to accomplish if you went down there? What's your first couple of priorities?
So definitely starting with building those relationships in Sacramento and making sure that they understand rural. I think that's a huge task, and I think there's not enough rural voices down there, so we have to be even louder. And then rural schools. I help all these schools, and I'm watching them try to come up with funding and staffing. And so I think schools, medical care, the trades, a lot of that is workforce. So I really want to be on the other side of that and create programs that have pathways so that we have a workforce so that we can have industry we should be thriving. We really should. All these little towns 20 years ago were. And we're not anymore. We got to get back in our forests. That's a lot of it. Natural resources is what we have here.
It just seems to me is that this is a bipartisan agreement, mm-hmm. is that we need to thin out these forests, and yet we don't see it. I mean, we're seeing some.
There's some progress.
There is some progress. I can't say there isn't because I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
But it seems like we should be having – we could put thousands of people to work, mm-hmm. start cogen plants, which we don't have enough of, with the renewable asset of the wood, mm-hmm. and provide electricity, renewable electricity, and clear out these forests. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you get people on – when they all agree, how do you get them on board to start doing it?
I think a lot of it is showing them and making them come here. Look, go see that little town that used to have a mill that – is, you know, a ghost town now, and go to these forests and go with firefighters and have them tell you what their challenges are, you know, and tell your, it's easy to look at a map and watch the fires on the news, but when you're there and in the moment, it's so clear how much better it could be if they were treated, you know, if our forests were treated. I created a group in Modoc, the Natural Resource Sustainability Group, and it was all agencies. And we did it first to go on a tour and see, because there was a lot of blame game happening with fires. And so we went to all these fires. We had different agencies speak about their limitations and what happened and, you know, why this fire wasn't logged because it was locked up in litigation, and why, you know, what happened on this fire with, you know, who was responding, who was in charge of what. And that group became a working group because they were never all in the same room and had the platform to talk to each other. So we had people competing for grants. We had projects that were 5 acres apart, you know, or 1 acre apart. And so just that collaboration piece. But I think that we have to talk to each other. We have to have the conversation, and we have to get everybody in the room.
Well, and you're right, we silo so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the term silo, meaning everybody's got their own, this is what we want to accomplish. And yep. they don't really talk to each other because, yep. and then, like you said, they're competing for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
When they could put it together into one big silo, yeah. one huge silo,
yeah.
that treats all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
and getting people up here is one of the ways.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not even the guys that vote. It's their bureaucracy.
It is,
this
yeah.
faceless bureaucracy mm-hmm. that makes these decisions mm-hmm. that nobody knows who they are.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I want that connection, because I want them thinking about Siskiyou County that's, you know, plagued by fires every summer when they're making fire decisions, you know, or funding cuts, or, you know, they need that personal connection with people.
Well, you know, the whole thing up here for our representatives is that we have to, I don't even know how you accomplish things with people that have no concept of what a rural area is, nor yeah. really do they care. And the way that they run the legislature down there, and the frustration it must be. I know both the Dallies have been frustrated many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they didn't know about Susanville Prison being shut down until they made the announcement in the press. They found out the same time I did.
Yeah, communication.
Yeah, and yet I know that they had reached out. So do you think that California, what about the Republican Party making a comeback? I mean, you go down and you talk to all these committees and all these things. The Republican Party making a comeback in California.
I think a lot of it is we're divided within our party. You know, I go to all these meetings and a lot of times I'm told I'm not conservative enough because I don't want to say I'm respectful, but I'm not one to get out and, you know, be on the Capitol steps screaming and getting headlines. Like, I want to get to work and do the work. I definitely can stand up for the state when I need to. I've done it before during COVID or fires or whatever I needed. But I'm not, I want the relationships because I know that's an important part of it, an important piece. And I think those people become ineffective. They get headlines, mm-hmm. but they do become ineffective.
The state of California seems to be coming after the second, you know, our rights under the Second Amendment mm-hmm. time after time. I just saw a headline and I started reading what it was, and they couldn't even tell you what the bill was. It just said guns.
Yeah.
And you know, 24 things that Newsom signed.
I'm very pro Second Amendment. So my son is actually in Nebraska on a shooting sports scholarship. My husband and I created the team at the high school team and the private youth team up there, coached it. I've been involved in competitive youth shooting for 10 years. I was on the state board, mm-hmm. took the first California 4-H team to national 4-H shooting sports competition.
But the California Rifle and Pistol Association?
Yeah, the CRPA, they endorsed me. Gun Owners of California gave me an A and my opponent a C. So I want, that's very important to me and always has been. It's a big part of our life and I think, and the tradition of it, you know, we're a hunting family. We go shoot guns for fun. On Easter, we shoot clays. Like, it's just a big part of who we are as a family as well. And I love that, you know, shotgun sports you can do forever and you can go out there and be shooting with a 90-year-old or an 8-year-old, you know. But I think that's something we have to fight for. When that assembly bill came through that didn't allow you to hunt, to advertise to kids, that's when I really
they had to change.
Yeah.
They had to change that one, obviously.
And that's when I got loud.
You've got you've got about a minute. So tell us what you want people to remember here.
So I'm very proud to be a product of this district, and the North State is something that I know is precious, and our quality of life is, it's deteriorating, and I want to make sure that we have that for future generations. My kids are almost grown, and they don't want to live here, and that breaks my heart. My husband's fifth generation in Siskiyou County, and they don't want to live here. My son's in the Midwest because he can build a better life there, and I don't have much I can say about it because the only thing here is us. So I really want to protect that. It's very important to me. And I think we need people in the legislature that represent the entire district because we're 11 counties. It's huge. You know, we go all the way from the Oregon border down to Alpine and Amador and then Shasta and Siskiyou. So I think my background and my people skills, my leadership, and just that I, understand rural living and what that means. And I really think I can be effective in Sacramento, and I will be. And I'm excited about it.
How do people get a hold of you?
So my
events and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my website is 640-2175. We have a pumpkin patch in Modoc where we'll open
your
on the
website
weekend.
Is what?
VoteHadwick.com. Sorry. Did I?
You gave me a
phone number. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my website's VoteHadwick.com. My cell phone's 640-2175. Happy to have a conversation. We're having an event October 12th at my pumpkin patch, a fiesta, the pumpkin patch, and gonna just learn more about the campaign and really do that final push because the election's coming. So I would love to earn people's vote.
Next week or the week after, I think all the
ballots will drop.
The ballots will drop.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Well, Heather, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks
and
for having me.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a great day, and it's going to be warm. It's going to be warm this weekend, and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.